Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The first baseman, Chuck Stevens. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Whitey Platt. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting seventh. The catcher, Roy Partee. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Pellegrini. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Biskin. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Frank Biskin. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Neil Berry. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Lake. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Paul Campbell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Reeb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trucks. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger strikes out. One out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pretty. The throw from Reeb and he is safe. Pretty steals second. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Zarrilla. Berry reaches second base with a double. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake bunts towards the mound. Biskin juggles the ball. That's an error on Biskin. Berry moves to third. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dillinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a fly ball into right field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Campbell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Zarrilla for the out. One out. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, With the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is called out on strikes. One out. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Reeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Biskin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biskin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Reeb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Berry hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Pretty reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 0 in the game. Lake takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell is hit by the pitch. Lake moves to second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. Wakefield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lake scores. Kell moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield who is chasing the ball. Pretty reaches third base with a triple. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0 for 1 in the game. Platt takes first base on ball 4. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pretty scores. Platt moves to third. Zarrilla moves to second. It's Browns, 1, Tigers, 1. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cocos is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cocos strikes out. One out. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0 for 1 in the game. Partee strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 0 for 1 in the game. Pellegrini takes first base on ball 4. Frank Biskin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biskin is 0 for 1 in the game. Biskin takes first base on ball 4. Platt scores. Zarrilla moves to third. Pellegrini moves to second. It's 2-1, Browns. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Reeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reeb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Pretty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Platt bunts towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to third. Pretty moves to second. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zarrilla is walked intentionally. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kokos is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0 for 2 in the game. Partee hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0 for 1 in the game. Trucks is called out on strikes. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pellegrini hits a ball on the ground towards first. Campbell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pellegrini for the out. One out. Frank Biskin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biskin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Biskin hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wakefield hits a line drive into right field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 2 in the game. Evers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kell moves to third. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kell scores. Evers moves to third. It's Browns, 2, Tigers, 2. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Evers scores. Wirtz moves to second. It's 3-2, Tigers. Hank Reeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reeb hits a fly ball into center field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux is 0 for 2 in the game. Trux strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Platt hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini misplays the ball. That's an error on Pellegrini. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lake. The throw from Partee and he is safe. Lake steals second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Kell is walked intentionally. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Lake moves to third. Kell moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lake scores. Kell moves to third. Wakefield moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Tigers. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cal scores. Wakefield scores. Evers moves to third. It's 6-2, Tigers. Joe Ostrowski now pitching. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evers scores. Wirtz moves to second. It's 7-2, Tigers. Hank Reeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reeb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wirtz scores. Campbell moves to third. It's 8-2, Tigers. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-3 in the game. Trucks hits a pop-up towards short. Pellegrini settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Partee to Pellegrini covering second. The throw back to home, and Campbell is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw now playing third base. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dick Kokoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokoz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kokoz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0-for-3 in the game. Partee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Andy Anderson now playing second base. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to third. Outlaw moves to second. Les Moss now catching. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berry scores. Outlaw moves to third. Wakefield moves to second. It's 9-2, Tigers. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Outlaw scores. Wakefield scores. Evers moves to second. It's 11-2, Tigers. Al Widmer now pitching. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Evers moves to third. Wirtz moves to second. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Campbell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hank Reeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeb is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Reeb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evers scores. Wirtz moves to third. It's 12-2, Tigers. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux is 0-for-4 in the game. Trux hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Lehner pinch hits for Eddie Pellegrini. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Al Widmer. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Fannin pinch runs for Joe Schultz. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-4 in the game. Dillinger bunts for an out with unknown description. Fannin moves to second. Two outs. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 12, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.